This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I'm Bethy Hungerford, and you're listening to Friends with Recipes, the podcast featuring your favorite people and their favorite recipes. I have long been an admirer of Jackie Ma's business, Good Ordering, but only met her for the first time when I showed up at her house. She was just as cool and interesting as I hoped she would be, and her chat about the food that she and her partner Mia make in their Chinese, Swedish, Australian, British household was absolutely fascinating. Also, I have to mention that Jackie's business, Good Ordering, is named after something that she and her brothers would say to her mom if they liked what she ordered at a restaurant. Good ordering, Mom. I love that. Okay, here's Jackie.
So now we can start.
Oh, my God.
So I've come out here to... Is this Hackney?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I know I got off at Hoxton.
Oh, yeah.
And then, and then walked.
Yeah.
So I don't know this area.
It is interesting because are you Peckham?
No, where are you? Close to Peckham. I'm East Dulwich.
Yeah, it's so funny how it's like the north-south divide.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's like, it's like mystery.
Yeah. I mean, I go to Shoreditch fairly often, but I just don't know the area. Yeah. I don't know East London at all.
Yeah, like how it all is laid out.
Yeah.
And stuff. Yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah, I'm the same with like South.
How long have you lived here?
In this building, probably 10 years.
Oh, really? In the same flat?
No, not in the same. I used to live down in a different flat.
Oh.
Yeah.
And since having kids, you've upgraded to the penthouse.
Yeah, we moved to the penthouse. But yeah, and then in the country, 15 years.
And you're from Australia?
Australia.
Yeah. So you moved from Australia 15 years ago.
Yeah.
Are you a British citizen?
I am now, yeah.
Okay, me too.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah.
The kids have got actually 3 passports, which is mental. Swedish, Australian, and British.
Oh, right, because your partner's Swedish.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, so that's crazy.
That's funny.
That'll be fun for them.
Yeah, I know.
To decide where to live when they're
keep
adults.
The options open now with Brexit.
Yeah. Oh gosh. Let's please not talk about Brexit. So, what are you making?
So, because I thought Chinese New Year and Chinese, background, and it's kind of like this fusion dish with. It's just like a noodle. It's like a noodle salad. It's one of those things that you can kind of make with whatever you've got in the fridge. But I went and got a few different things. But it's kind of like a spicy crab noodle.
Great.
Salad-y thing.
Ooh, it sounds great. And speaking of Chinese, because today is Chinese New Year, we're both wearing red.
I know, lucky color. Are you veggie? What do you
I eat anything.
Oh, you eat everything.
Yeah, I'll eat absolutely anything.
Cool.
Too much dairy gives me.
But
I'll still eat it.
Yeah, it's weird because my son Otto is a vegetarian. Like he's like strongly vegetarian. He just like, and neither me or I are.
Really?
Yeah, he just decided.
And how old is he?
6.
So what prompted that?
I don't know. He just like, he has a few books that are about like what animals have, you know, animals give us like pigs give us sausages. And he's like, how do they give us the sausages?
Oh,
and we had to explain it. And he's like, nah.
That's
like,
not for me.
Yeah. And he just doesn't like the texture.
Yeah.
Or anything. Like he just doesn't,
Will he eat fish or?
Yeah, he does like sushi, like sashimi. Mm-hmm. But he doesn't really have it that often, and he's sort of like, we don't like force him to be anything, but he doesn't really like, he definitely doesn't like meat.
Yeah, I could easily be a vegetarian.
Easily.
But I can't think about it too much because I really, I don't eat a lot of meat, but when I do, I enjoy it.
Yeah, and if you eat nice meat, like good meat, where yeah. you buy the good stuff, then yeah. it's fine.
A woman I interviewed last week, she does Detox Kitchen.
Oh, yeah. Really.
And she was saying she recently became vegetarian or vegan. Now I'm trying to think.
Yeah.
I think she said vegetarian. Oh, maybe she is vegan now. After watching one of these Netflix shows.
Usually that does it to you when you watch something like that.
And so I've said I just can't watch those because...
No, I mean, unless you want to become vegetarian, right. then
that's a good way to... Yeah, one of my best friends in Portland, she watched one of those and she and her husband went from being like full-on meat eaters to vegan. Wow. So they didn't even... take the step in between with vegetarianism. Wow. They went straight into being vegan. And they love it. It's a good it's a good fit for them. Yeah. And
it's the right time to be vegan, isn't it? Of all times. Yeah. Yes. You know, it's so well serviced. It's completely like, you know, it's easy to eat anywhere, really.
Yeah.
Compared to say like 5 years ago.
Yeah.
I'm just starting, by the way.
Yeah, do it. That's what this is. So you're doing a crab salad and you're just chopping up some, I'd call those scallions.
But yeah, I call them shallots, but they're spring onions here, aren't they?
You'd call those shallots.
In Australia, I call these shallots, but they're not. So basically I just get a big bowl and look in the fridge. The main thing is you can make it whatever, you know, how limey or how salty or how spicy that you want. Yeah. I usually like them quite limey.
So this is a salad that you would eat as a meal on its own.
Yeah, it's more like a meal salad. It is more a summer thing.
Yeah. Probably.
So these are like, I can't always find these, but these are, you know, these bean sprouts. Chinese bean sprouts. So that's just to makes it a bit crunchier.
So is this something you ate growing up or is this something you came...
I think this was one, like, a uni dish.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I think, like, my mum probably did something similar to it. But, yeah. Or maybe. It reminds me of stuff. It's the flavours. You know, when you know in your fridge, you know, in your cupboard, you always have, like, soy sauce and fish sauce. And, like, I just have all those kind of things usually
hanging around.
So it's
easy to throw.
Yeah. And it seems kind of impressive because it's... You know, crab. It's like different flavors, but it's real cheaty because it's like tin crab.
Right? Hey, I mean, whatever's easy, if it's still good.
Yeah.
Then that's the goal, isn't it? Did you cook a lot at uni?
Yeah, I loved cooking. I used to have like friends over all the time. We had, I lived in this block of flats, which we called Melrose Place. You know, like we were friends with the upstairs, you know, upstairs, downstairs. Like we lived in a block of four and we were all friends with each other and we were all like going out with each other at different points in time. And my friends who lived upstairs, when I used to cook, I used to get this broom and like literally go bang, bang, bang three times means dinner's ready. And then they would come down and they would do the same thing because they're Lebanese, Australian. And they would cook their stuff, and then we just sort of take turns cooking. And
oh, that's the best.
So it's nice. And it was in Canberra. Do you know, Canberra is like the capital of Australia, which is this very small, weird place where, you know, lots of politicians live. But, it's known as like a really boring place to live.
Okay.
But, I don't think it is.
And that's where you went to uni?
Yeah, that's where I went. But I grew up in Sydney and then I left Sydney.
Okay.
Because I kind of had enough of it.
Yeah. I've never been to Australia.
Yeah, I mean, unless you have a reason to go, like friends or family.
Yeah. I mean, I'd like to go. It's just so far away.
And expensive because of that too.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's nice. I mean...
What is Australian food other than like barbecue?
Barbecue, seafood, fresh prawns, oysters. Mm. I always eat loads of oysters when I go there to the fish markets. Loads of like Chinese food because there's loads of Chinese in Australia.
Why is that?
Because it's like the closest like Western country kind of thing. So this is the crab. Usually I use two tins of it, but I only have one. And I got some prawns. So the whole thing is almost like kind of assembled. So with the prawn, with this crab, this is where all the magic happens in this bowl, where okay. you kind of put all like the real like spicy, nice flavors. Like
yeah, I'm just gonna give the crab a smell before you put anything.
Yeah, it's not really. It doesn't really smell like that much, really by itself.
Can I try a tiny bit of it?
So is it all, do you have like a background in like food and stuff? Is that?
I just like to eat. Yeah, no, but it tastes like crab. It yeah. doesn't have a strong smell, but it is.
Yeah, some.
The taste and texture is all some, yummy.
Yeah, and what's Portland? What's that kind of where you're from? What's the food?
Lots of seafood food. Around because yeah. I'm from Seattle, which is there's so much water around Seattle, and yeah, lots of seafood, clam chowder, Irish clam chowder, God, yeah. So good.
Love that.
Yeah, I think I would mostly just yes, yeah, salmon, of course. Okay, so you've just juiced a lime.
Yeah. And then I put some olive oil in, and I'm literally just like...
This is into the crab.
Yeah, yeah, into the crab. And then I'm kind of like mushing it up. And then this is where basically the whole thing will taste like a version of whatever's in here.
Yeah.
So this is like almost becomes the dressing for the whole thing.
Oh, okay. So it's like a crab dressing.
Yeah, in a way. So I usually like just... jump around. So that's I might put some chili in here.
Oh, into the dressing.
Yeah, a little bit. Are you chili?
No, I like a bit of heat. So will your kids eat? Well, your youngest one is
10 months.
10 months. That's yeah, crazy. He's a little.
But my partner had him.
Oh, okay.
So I'm like the dad.
So you had your older.
I had the older one.
Oh, okay. So you're like the dad.
I'm really like the dad. Like I sleep in a separate bed. She breastfeeds and stays up all night. And I kind of like.
But you did that with your older
son. But I did it with the first one. And also because I'm older, I feel like I'm a bit over it. Like I was like, oh, I can't be asked doing this again. Like,
yeah.
And thank God she's sort of younger and she's up for it and enthusiastic about being a mum and.
Yeah.
You know, so, and she knows it.
And that's really sweet that you guys could both.
Yeah, it's really good because we were trying for quite some time for the second one. And, by the way, with these vegetables, because it's mainly all vegetables.
Yeah.
This is what I learned from my mum.
Yeah,
is like,
tell me.
Basically, like, how you chop the vegetables makes such a massive difference. Because,
mm-hmm.
like, I just think it kind of does, like, the angle that you cut them at.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's I have no idea if I'm cutting this. I'm just trying to cut it in a different shape to the other stuff.
Oh, okay. So you're cutting radishes and you're just kind of slicing them into circles.
Yeah. I think it's just all about like trying to come up with like crunchy vegetables. You could put celery in it, but I'm not. So I don't really like celery that much.
Yeah, celery is kind of overwhelming. Yeah. I think it's an overwhelming flavor. But I love radishes.
Yeah,
people
I like
don't
radishes.
Cook with radishes very often or eat them.
I know. I like it when you find the really strong ones.
Yeah. Yeah, I
it's
love
it. It's just so nice for it to be colourful.
So, sorry, your 10-month-old probably wouldn't eat this because it's got spice.
No, he would, yeah. But we started eating all the same thing. Like, it wasn't too long after, and we do, like, versions because we always eat together. Like 6
do you?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. That's
so
rare.
Yeah, so nice. I mean, we don't do everything very well, but we do eat together. For sure.
You can't do everything. No. Like. And so you are, how often are you at your store?
It's kind of a little bit random at the moment. Yeah. But it's just down the road. So it's like, I just want to have a really flexible life.
Yeah.
So I don't want to, I did have a pop-up shop for a few months and I felt like I was like a shopkeeper and felt like I was shackled to the shop. And after that, I just swore to myself, like, just to be able to do things where I can just, like, meet people for lunch or travel, go for a meeting or get inspired and go somewhere else or drive up to my warehouse or, you know, like, so basically on the door on the sign of the shop basically says hours, random. So, yeah, we just don't, me and Catherine.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, it's just like, you know, just don't want to have to.
Yeah.
Be there all the time.
Well, why do you have it? Why don't you just have the warehouse?
Because I have like a show. It's a showroom, and it is open on the weekends.
Oh,
so
okay.
It's open Saturday and Sunday, And I really don't know. I mean, I might might not have it. Yeah. I don't know if it's effective or not. All I know is that...
Yeah, I mean, it has to be helpful marketing just to have
the
storefront.
Yeah, it's nice to have somewhere. Yeah, it's nice to have somewhere that people could go...
Yeah. You just put salt in there.
Yeah, yeah. Kind of basically, you here can taste it. You just want it to be really like you almost want to pull a face when you eat it. Like it, to me, that's not lemony enough. Like to me, I think I shall put more lime.
Because if you ever just taste salad dressing on its own,
it has to be quite strong, I think.
And that's kind of more oily at this point, which is it's lovely. But
So we because all of that is going to mix with all the noodles and all the vegetables. So it's kind of. Let's put that there.
So, what do you normally serve for a dinner, for a family dinner, if you guys are all eating together?
So,
do you cook or does your partner?
Well, I'll cook because I'm on pickup duties because now Mia's gone back to work.
What does she do?
She does costume design. So she works in a costume for theatre and film and stuff. So she's just gone back to work last week and.
Oh, after maternity.
Yeah.
Wow.
So Max has started nursery. So I'm just putting that's the kettle.
Which is a familiar sound to Brits, but Americans don't use an electric kettle.
What?
Yeah.
What do you use? Hob.
The hob, yeah.
Well, no, whistles, those whistle ones.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you're boiling water
For the noodles.
For the noodles. So Americans just don't do that. You just put a pot of cold water onto the stovetop and turn it up. Yes!
Not all Americans. Really. Now I'm going to try it. Now I'm going to have to ask people.
Yeah. Well, I would say 95% of Americans boil water just by putting it on the stove.
That will take forever.
It does.
For me, it's just like time saving.
I know.
Well, do you do it here?
Yeah, I always use my kettle now. But when we first moved here... I was like, you know, we were going over things that we needed to buy and things that could wait because we got rid of everything we had when we moved here. And I was like, I really don't want to get a kettle. I know it's a very British thing, but I'll just never use it.
Yeah.
And
How can you not have a kettle?
Cheap one, and then I used it all the time, and we pretty quickly had to upgrade it to something a bit nicer.
That's crazy. Yeah, this is a new kettle. I mean, It's got a filter.
But when you use it so often,
you
might as well have one that works
that is
and
quick
that looks
and
nice
stuff,
and all of that.
With the vegetables, I just put whatever.
So you're putting in more.
This is coriander, yeah.
Cilantro?
Yeah, I was going to say cilantro. Do you call it coriander in
Australia? Yeah, coriander in Australia.
Okay, so back to dinner. What would be kind of a basic weeknight meal that you would all eat together?
So one might be maybe like a piece of salmon fried, either like teriyaki or just fried with some like steamed broccoli and, you know, two things or maybe and some potatoes or something like that. So it'd be
potatoes with salmon and...
It could, because if you do it like...
And rice?
Not rice. It was just potatoes and... like salmon, potatoes, sauce, and some kind of green thing.
Yum.
Or, every now and again, or like a stir fry rice with like some kind of Asian vegetable stir fry or a curry or something like that.
How do you do your curries?
Well, I've got the Japanese katsu curry.
Yes.
That's quite good for like winter. It's quite heavy. But, or just like whatever, you know, those like Thai curry paste things.
Yeah. And do you do, because your son is vegetarian. He's
flexitarian.
Oh, is he?
Yeah. I mean, he kind of, it's weird because sometimes he randomly eats salami.
But that doesn't look like an animal, does it?
No.
So I'll sometimes get freaked out if I'm eating something off of a bone.
Yeah.
So I don't cook meat on the bones. Well, I barely cook meat at all to begin with. But things like salami or it just doesn't look like an animal.
No.
Can I taste this again?
Yeah, taste it. I'm just going to try and find some chili.
That's yummy.
I feel like I want it to be quite tart.
It is tart.
It's quite tart, Maybe a bit of, this is these Japanese.
What is that?
just like Japanese, like people put it on top of rice and it's chili.
Nanami togarashi. It's just spices. Chili, oh, yeah. Chili pepper.
Chili pepper, yeah.
Where do you get that?
I think that's just from like, do you ever go to the Japan Center?
No.
Japan Center, it's at Piccadilly Circus, up these escalators.
What?
And it's just like a Japanese supermarket. And you can buy fresh, like fresh stuff too, like sushi and stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah,
ooh,
it's really good.
I didn't know about that.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to go.
Yeah, it's good.
My roommate, when I was studying music, his family's Chinese.
Uh-huh.
It's called Po. And every, I feel like it was every weekend, we would go to the Chinese market.
Aww.
And he would know what to get.
Yeah, yeah.
All that's the thing, is that I would walk in and be like, I have no idea. He'd be like, nope, we're going to get this, and then we're going to go
yeah.
over here and get this from here, and this is for this.
It's just confidence, isn't it? Knowing
yeah.
what things are and
yeah,
you know, how you're meant to eat it and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
we used to, when we were kids, we used to always go, every Sunday was going to Chinatown and go to the Chinese supermarket.
Yeah.
You know, tell us what everything was.
Was she a good cook?
Yeah, yeah. She loves cook. Yeah, because I've got three brothers, so it was always like kind of cooking like volume.
Yeah.
But also like cooking every day, just like lots of food, you know, all the time. And it was always like favorites. It was never like fancy stuff.
Yeah,
it was always.
So
like,
what would she cook on a Wednesday?
So then
night?
She might do like some steak with rice and some vegetables, or she might do
oh,
like
that's
a chicken.
Because you're Australian.
Yeah. Chicken curry. But, yeah, just any. Yeah, like.
And you guys,
mix.
Did you eat like loads of meat? In
we
Australia?
Always had rice, and we always had meat, and like my
okay.
parents, like, you know, that era where it's not really food unless you have like meat as the main part of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's how I grew up.
Yeah,
it was very.
And the vegetables are just the kind of. Whereas in our house, it's kind of the other way around.
Yeah. So
and
steak, rice.
Yeah, just some like, it was kind of like Chinese food, but with Australian kind of ingredients.
So like Australian food, but with Chinese seasoning?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So for example, if it was like Sunday and you were going to have a fried egg, my mum would have a fried egg and you'd put soy sauce on top. You know, it was always soy
delicious.
Sauce.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. So that's what's normal to me.
Yeah.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Yeah, I was talking to a friend of mine who's, by the time this comes out, her episode will have come out as well.
Mm-hmm.
She's called Vivi, and she's from Mexico.
Yeah.
And I just met her for coffee the other day. We were chatting, and she said how she made a roast dinner the other night.
Mm.
And she's like, you know, with, you know, she starts listing out all these like really Mexican spices and like avocado and all this stuff. And I'm like, so it's a very Mexican roast dinner.
Yeah,
but I guess if those,
wow.
you know, those are, which I would love to be there for, by the way.
I know.
How delicious would that be? But I guess that's probably just what you do. Like, you just go to what you know. So
yeah.
even though she's making a roast dinner, which is very British, she does it in a Mexican style, yeah. the same as your mom. Like, yeah. she's going to do a steak dinner like everybody else.
Yeah.
But
instead of potatoes, it'll be like rice or something.
Yeah.
yeah. Which is weird. But yeah.
And so are there any recipes that she made when you were growing up that you still make?
Yeah, I mean, like a noodle soup, like a kind of dumpling noodle soup. Mm.
How do you do that?
So that's like you make little dumplings, like, you know, like gyoza kind mm-hmm. of thing.
Yeah.
But Chinese
can you
version.
Buy them?
Yeah, you can buy them.
And like
you can,
frozen.
Yeah, and you can make them yourself with the skins. So you could buy the pastry bits.
So my husband and kids do that often on a weekend. They'll yeah. go and go to the Chinese supermarket and get the little...
Yeah, like one-ton wrappers.
Yeah, yeah, and then you wet it and then you kind
yeah,
of
yeah, yeah.
crimp
and what
it
do they
together.
Put in them? Anything, whatever.
It's usually a pork.
No, yeah.
It's kind of
nice.
Mixture. So that, sorry, that just got me excited because yeah. they're so good.
And like, what else? Like congee, which is just like a rice porridge.
Mm-hmm.
And that was like if you were sick. I didn't really like it very much. But they put, it's just like porridge made from rice.
What do you mean? Oh, like porridge, like
it's
oatmeal
it's
porridge.
It's like thick soup. Yeah, oatmeal.
Oh, okay. And you wouldn't eat it unless you're sick.
Yeah, you'd have it like on the weekends and stuff, and like because it takes quite a long time to cook and for the yeah. flavor to come in, it is seen as a specialty, you know, like a special meal. But yeah. it's quite peasanty in terms of like the ingredients. So
okay.
they put these like salted duck eggs, you know, like salt. They're called like just really really salty eggs. And,
oh,
like, that offal. They'll put like weird meats inside them, like kidneys and
okay.
It's a bit
for
weird.
Medicinal purposes, or that's just how it's
yeah,
always.
No, that's just like the. What goes in it? It's all like the Chinese food. Like sometimes they're a bit like iffy, like the bits
yeah.
inside it. But
okay,
they just use all like random making. Bits of meat. Yeah,
yeah. My roommate Po would cook all the time, and sometimes I'd come home, and he would just be like doing all sorts of odd stuff. One time I came home, and he was making bread. No, he was making noodles because he used to make noodles, fresh noodles all the time, and he had. I want to say it was like a plastic bag, like a shopping bag,
mm-hmm.
and he had the dough in the bag on the floor, and he was kneading it with his feet.
Oh. It's like lazy man's kneading.
Yeah. yeah. I don't know if I was supposed to see him doing that. But he did, and the noodles were delicious.
Yeah,
like,
I mean,
everything he made was delicious, but oh, wow. there was a bit of sausage making going on behind...
No.
Behind the scenes, I always suspected. So you are boiling.
These are just noodles. You could use like normal spaghetti if you wanted to.
Yeah, I saw you had spaghetti noodles out, but then what would you call those?
These are like Japanese rice noodles, I think. They're
okay.
like flat. But I just thought, yeah, just I had them. But yeah, any kind of. It's quite nice with glass noodles, you know, those invisible.
Oh, they kind of come in a big kind
yeah.
of folded
yeah.
thing, yeah.
And they're kind of, like, clear. They're so
yeah.
cool. Like, that's nice in this, I think.
Do you normally do one or the other, or just kind of whatever you have?
Just whatever you've got.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's a bit... That's just almost ready.
So your mom's culinary background is Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
What about your dad?
Yeah, my dad's Chinese background as well, but he...
Didn't cook.
Never cooked because my mom... You know, would never let him in the kitchen, kind
oh,
of.
Oh, really? So it's just that.
Yeah, my dad did
era.
All the washing, like the clothes washing. That was his domain.
Did he?
All the washing, like the, yeah, laundry.
Yeah.
And mum did the, yeah, it was just like separated. But now I realise that, like, it sounds really old-fashioned, but now I realise, like, it's not bad because everyone knows what their, like, responsibilities
yeah.
are. You know,
yeah.
and you plan, like, if you're in charge of cooking, then you make sure that you've got everything that you need to
yep.
cook or the ingredients and stuff. And, like, in our house, weirdly, Mia does all the washing.
And she's happy with
yeah,
it.
Yeah, except for, because of her job, she's, like, a professional laundry person, which is kind
oh,
of bizarre.
Yeah.
Because she worked in costumes, so she used to work in... You know, the Lion King in the costume.
Oh, that's
you know, the
amazing.
Dressing and stuff like that.
So she just knows about...
Well, she just reads all the labels and she separates everything and
yeah.
she does... Whereas I would just, like, chuck everything in and, you know, forget about, like... You
yeah.
know, forget about it for a couple of days or... But
does she do any cooking?
Yeah, she does baking.
Okay.
Because she's Swedish.
Yeah.
I don't know whether it's why it's a Swedish thing, but she does all the baking, so she'll make big batches of like cinnamon buns and biscuits. And
ooh,
yeah, it's nice. So what I'm doing with the noodles is like cooling them down, because I think it's better if they're not, I mean, I don't mind if they're a bit warm, but especially like in summer, in winter, it's probably nice if they're a bit warm.
Well, and those cook quite quickly, so if they're still really hot, they might still keep
cooking a little
cooking
bit.
A bit.
Yeah.
So how often your partner's Mia.
Mia,
how often does she cook, or bake, rather? Like, does she do it on the
she'll
weekends?
She'll do it on the weekends with the kids, or, because we always have pancakes on Sundays. So
does she do those?
Yeah, she'll might do them, or whoever's up earlier. And then if I go on strike, then she'll, like two nights ago, I was like, because kids don't really eat salad, you know, like a whole salad.
Well, it's hard to chew.
Yeah, they won't eat like a big bowl of salad. They'll eat bits, you know, of the vegetables that they like. So, I was just like, I really feel like a salad.
Yeah.
And Mia's like watching me make the salad, and she's like, what are the kids going to eat? I said, I don't care. We're having salad.
Yeah.
And then, and she was like, well, you know, like, what can Otto eat? And I was like, well, he can have some salad. And I was just like, kind of just, you know, like on the edge of like losing the plot.
Yeah.
And I was just like, I'm having salad. I feel like salad.
Yeah.
I'm having what I want.
Yeah.
You know, there's plenty of like, there's bread in the fridge, you know. If
you
sandwich.
Can start yourself out. Yeah.
And I was like, it's high time that he eats salad. You know, he's 6 years old. He can handle it. He's not going to starve. And so then he does eat bits, but he'll only pick out like the bits that he likes and stuff. Like, he doesn't really eat mushroom. But, and then Mia put some like fish fingers in the oven, and he had like fish fingers and salad. Or
so that was you going on strike.
Yeah. Like, so she'll step in when there's like, you know.
But she doesn't make, well, what's kind of traditional Swedish food?
Swedish food is like meatballs. She'll do Christmas, like Christmas meal type things she'll do. And like, it's like, you know, when one person always drives the car.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like the other person could drive.
Yeah.
But someone drives when, you know, when you've got the kids or whatever. So I normally just cook because I'm quicker at it. And I can.
Do you enjoy it?
Yeah, yeah. And I really enjoy it. I kind of, it's like, you know, you get in the zone and you can just sort of forget about other stuff. And it's just quicker because Mia always like uses all the pots and pans.
Yep. I always try to consolidate and do as much as possible in one pot or pan.
So basically I'm pouring this in now.
Okay.
See, so the ratio. You can change the ratio, but I quite like how it's quite vegetable, like, you know.
And it's really colourful.
Oh, my God. So, I mean, I put a bit of, actually, I think the ratio is not too bad.
That looks delicious. And you always mix it up before you serve it.
Yeah, just... So it's all juicy. Yeah, I think
that looks delicious.
All right. Yeah, it's kind of, it's one of those ones that, imagine if you're having friends over for a barbecue and you do that as the salad and then you have a few other bits and pieces.
Yeah. Well, since this is ready quite quickly, can we do something that I love to do?
Yeah.
Can I go through your cupboards?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay. And your refrigerator. Oh my gosh, this is a huge fridge.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's, I've been standing, I've been leaning against the fridge the whole time. I've just turned around to see that it is absolutely massive. Oh, and their wedding pictures.
Yeah, Miss Otto, he was alive.
Oh.
That's definitely my advice. Don't get married after you have kids.
Yeah.
That was annoying.
Was it?
Oh, because they have to be involved. It was just like, it was a bit stressful.
And, oh.
But it's fine. Yeah, and there's my mum and dad, so, and that's Matt, the little one. But that was like, he's
so cute.
Like almost a year now.
Can I take a picture of your wedding picture to put on the blog?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. Ooh, lots of yogurt.
So, yeah, my mum's been here. So a lot of those things in foil are, like, leftover things that my mum's written notes on.
Ooh, so what's she left
like
you?
Beef uncut.
Uh-huh.
And then there's in the freezer, there's also all
cut
these
beef.
Meals. Yeah. She's put all these other, like, things. Like, that's all this bolognese that she
Goodness.
Cooked us.
Oh, my gosh. You have, like, look, you have a whole drawer full of, it looks like, bolognese that your mum made. And is that
yeah,
rice?
Yeah, that looks like just fried rice. We'll use that one night when we're... So these are some of Mia's buns. So the fridge is just full of these buns when she makes them.
And you just have them in kind of
freezer
bags.
Yeah, for like afternoon tea. Yeah.
Oh, okay. And are there, you have these little lollies.
Yeah, they're for like juice. Yeah, you know when you do the...
Do you just do juice?
Yeah, or smoothie. You know when you buy smoothies and it's about to go off a little bit.
Oh, that's smart. You just put it in the ice lolly containers. Yeah. I've never tried corn. Q-U-O-R-N, that meat substitute.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's good for like if you want to do a vegetarian, you know, shepherd's pie or bolognese or something. Yeah.
And you have fish. This is freezer.
Oh, yeah, freezer stuff.
Yeah. Ooh, chipolatas. I love those things. We don't have, we don't really do, I don't know what the American equivalent is in America of a chipolata. No. Like just a sausage, but those are so good. And then you've got, so I'm back in the fridge, you've got berries and fruit, pretty standard stuff. What's the most interesting thing you have in here, do you think?
Well, there's the Swedish Carl's caviar. That's like a fish paste that is in a tube, that comes from a tube.
I smell it.
Yeah, it's like a salty fish paste. I have that on toast.
I'd probably really like that.
Yeah, it's nice with a boiled egg and some like white pepper.
Mm. Where do you get that? It's K-A-L-L-E-S. Oh, you get it at IKEA?
Yeah, you get it at IKEA so easily. Yeah, probably just those. Oh, these matcha, because I've been drinking a lot of matcha. I tried to cut.
Yeah, well, I
coffee.
Saw your whisk over there.
So these are really interesting, like oat milk, and they've got no sugar in them.
Really?
So these are
I've never heard of it. So matcha works, matcha green tea and almond milk, and they're like these kind of squat little.
Yeah, and they do coconut. They do like coconut milk.
Where do you get those?
I think you can buy them online and stuff, but I met these people who, they were next door to me at a market stall.
Ah.
And so we kept in touch. So they sent me some when to test out.
Oh,
and then this
amazing.
Is this other weird Swedish cheese. It's brown cheese. Oh, this is it here.
Brown cheese. Do they color it?
It's Danish. It's a goat's cheese. You have to try it.
Yeah, oh, I'd love to.
It's really weird. It's like, can you imagine like a sweet cheese?
Okay. So it kind of looks like caramel.
Yeah.
Mmm. It's like, I mean, it definitely tastes like cheese, but it also does taste like caramel.
Yeah, it's a bit caramelly. It's sweet.
What's and in there?
It's just I don't know. It's like a Danish classic. Mia gets home, her mum sends it over in the post.
Mmm. I mean, it's
you
delicious.
Have it on toast. Mia has it on toast, and then she dips it into the tea, so it melts a bit. It's really weird.
So she just has a big slice of it.
She covers the whole toast with that cheese, so there's no gaps.
And then she doesn't like melt it. She just has the cheese raw.
Yeah.
And then kind of holds it together and dips it in her. And is that pretty traditional?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think it's a.
I mean, I'm sure it's delicious.
Yes.
Yeah, I was good. I was looking at the ingredients to see if there's sugar because it tastes so sweet. I mean, not overly sweet. It doesn't taste like a pudding. It's definitely savory. But no, it's just regular cheese ingredients. That's yummy.
Yeah.
Does that go back in?
Yeah.
And then can I peek at
your
cupboard?
Go for it. I tidied that one up recently. So.
Oh, good.
That's good.
So is this pickled...
Bamboo shoots.
Pickled bamboo shoots. What do you do with that?
You just use it as a condiment when you eat Chinese food.
Okay.
Like you kind of... Yeah,
just put condiment. It on the side.
Yeah, like a chutney, you know, how you'd eat a chutney.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. And do you like those on the right? There's like all those spices in urine sample containers next to the...
Oh, yeah!
My mum brought those over.
That is so funny. Okay, I have to...
Because my dad's like a doctor and she saves all these things. And she's like, I've got the perfect containers for your spices.
Oh, my word. These are literally pea sample containers that you would get at the doctor and that you would pee in and, like, hand the nurse. And you've got garlic salt and cumin seed and turmeric and... So is your mum quite quirky or is she...
No, she's just practical, like to a crazy level.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is so funny. But they do also just make good spice holders, don't they? That's so funny. So and then to a lot of kind
Yeah, that's like a you have that with rice. That's really like salty.
Is that tofu?
Yeah, it's tofu. It's like a fermented tofu.
Mm. And you have that as a condiment as well?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then lots of spices. Is there anything super interesting in here that I'm not finding?
No, just loads of the same thing. Oh, this stuff is like when you're sick, it's like a Chinese like herbal medicine tea.
What is it?
It's like it's called gum or cha. A lot of Chinese people would have it in their house, and you have it, boil it up like tea. Mm-hmm. And then you drink it. It's disgusting. You drink it like fast, as fast as you can. And mm-hmm. then you go under about 5 blankets. And then that night you sweat. You sweat like nothing on earth. Mm. And then the next day you're better. It's crazy.
And it works.
It works.
Whoa.
So, yeah, that's every...
Can you buy Chinese. That here? Or you?
Yeah, I think you can buy it at Chinatown. Yeah.
So what would you ask for?
Gum or cha.
Gum or cha. Yeah. Whoa. I mean, I'm going to try that. I hate getting sick.
Yeah, and then this one's the baking. So this is more like Mia's area. With the baking and the booze and the caking and stuff, sweet stuff.
Gin. Are you a gin
person? But I stopped drinking.
Did you?
A little bit. Well, I've said I've stopped drinking till March, and then I'll see how it goes after that.
Why is that?
Well, just because of, like, the sugar content and, you know, like...
Yeah.
I'm just... Because you know how I'm in radiotherapy.
Yeah, what's going on?
So I got breast cancer.
Oh, my
gosh. And then, yeah,
gosh.
So it's the end part of that. So I've got my last week of radiotherapy this week. Luckily, I didn't have to have chemo, which is really good.
My gosh.
So, yeah, so I'm trying to, like, be healthy from, like, diet.
Yeah. Yeah,
like, totally trying to, like, cut out sugar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sugar's a big
And alcohol's, thing, like, it? Full of sugar.
Yeah. And it's not really good for you at all.
No. Do you drink?
I love drinking.
Yeah.
I mean, that makes me sound
no. I loved but. Like I'm. I was like, I love drinking.
Yeah.
Like, I felt really like, you know, to have people over, and I'd always have the fridge would always be full of Prosecco. And
yeah.
There'd always be gin and tonic stuff. And,
yeah.
And I'm not like an excessive kind of drinker. It's always been social. Yeah. But yeah. So now I've just decided, okay, well I'll try.
If it's easy enough to cut out, and if it's going to make a real difference in your health. I mean, that's kind of an obvious choice to make.
Yeah.
Yeah, I cut out alcohol last year for January. I tried that.
Yeah.
And I didn't notice that much of a difference. I think I don't drink enough for it to have been a big deal. But sometimes I get in the habit of, like, going to too many events in town.
Yeah.
And, like, blogger-type events. Yeah. And then you get, you know, lots of
you
drinks.
Drink.
And then your friends are there. And then...
Yeah.
And then I, for a while last year, I felt like I was going out 3 times a week at least and just be kind of fuzzy and ugh, the next day.
Yeah.
So I'm not really going to many events anymore. And if I do, I'll drink.
Yeah.
And then I'll stop.
Yeah.
And it's so hard to stop because everyone wants to refill your drink.
It's so much fun, you know,
and
like
it's
when
fun.
You think about your world and also my world of socializing and like, I love like, hanging out with people and like it is it's like a social lubricant and like, you know that in a way I mean I don't see the negative of drinking really apart from like for me it's like the sugar content and I don't know.
So I just noticed in here you have kid chopsticks. Is this one you'd recommend?
I mean I still don't know how they would go from you know, like them to like normal chopsticks.
Yeah, because we have the same thing and our kids can use these little pincher ones, but it's like, and you can get the kind of basic grip.
Yeah.
I mean, but not even
eventually.
Really.
Yeah, there's these other ones where they kind of stick into this thing.
Yeah, we have that as well. A kind of gummy animal at the top that you shove the sticks
but,
into.
I guess like eventually they'll just pick it up at some point.
Did you grow up eating with chopsticks?
Yeah, but I used to just stab the food. And then eventually I just sort of, you figure out how you're going to get the food into your mouth. Like
Just figure it out eventually.
Yeah.
I learned in Girl Scouts.
Oh.
for some reason, there was a whole thing we did, learning how to eat with chopsticks.
Did you get like a little patch?
I can't even remember. Should we try your salad?
Shall we?
Yeah.
All right, let's bring it over. Okay. So we've got chopsticks there and forks. It's really like the noodles and the vegetables is literally just a way to eat the vinegary, lemony sauce.
I'm fine with that. Mm. Okay, you've gone in. I've just said I can eat with chopsticks and now I'm struggling. Okay, I'm trying to get a big bite. You kept putting in more and more lemon and lime juice, and that made the difference. That's really nice.
But you need it to have something. Like, okay, it's not that spicy, but then at least it has to have lots of lemon. Because
that's delicious.
I mean, you could put loads more spice in, I reckon, that you could handle it. But.
Yeah. Yummy. Thank you. Well done.
Thanks for coming over.
It's literally my pleasure.
You can get Jackie's recipe for Asian noodle salad by going to friendswithrecipes.org, and Jackie can be found on Instagram as Good Ordering. You can find this podcast on Instagram as Friends with Recipes. Please share, subscribe, rate, and review this podcast, as it makes a real difference and is truly appreciated. A big thanks to Jackie for being on the show. Though, when I asked if she might ever want to have me over for dinner again, she said,
I feel like I'm a bit over it. Like, I was I can't be asked doing this again.
Okay, I get it. Well, tune in next week for another episode of Friends with Recipes. See you then.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.